There is something, though, the Yankees do have control over. So Carlos Rodon was great in his 1 year in San Francisco. What did he have in San Francisco?
A beard.
This is not the Navy.
Oh, come on.
No, come on. Yeah, I know he can go with the mustache. It's in the Nazi killing business. Just let these guys grow a beard out. Let them be comfortable. You talk about being in New York. Stop with this nonsense.
What do you think that's going to do, Lou?
You know what?
Make him look more like a badass so he's intimidating standing on the mound at, what is he, 6'5", 250, whatever the heck he is. Right, he's just going to look more intimidating.
But, Teak, you played. There were guys that were in a rhythm, whether they wore the same socks or they had earrings. Okay, but if you take that away from them, you could take away their rhythm, their confidence.
There's a reason why.
Lugie is the future of the station.
Right.
There's a reason why Lugie feels this way.
Go ahead.
Can I share this with everybody? Are you okay with this?
Well, I don't know what you're going to share, so I'll judge it after.
I'm going to share a piece of audio. I'm going to share a piece of, and I want to make this very clear before we play it. This is fake doctored audio, okay? This is AI. Very scary. It is a fake Carlos Rodon talking after the game last night.
What?
And I came across this because there's a, and I'll give the guy on Twitter a lot of credit. The guy's name is Immortal, all right? That's the guy's name on Twitter. Immortal.
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 Got it.
So Immortal, if you're out there, you made me laugh, all right? And again, I want to preface this. This is not really Carlos Rodon.
This is fake.
This is fake, but it sounds just like him, and it's kind of funny. So, ladies and gentlemen, here's fake AI. I got it. Here's bad Carlos.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, at least I didn't cry this time, right? So that's an improvement. But truthfully, I had a bean burrito last night. That kind of messed with my stomach. And then you got Garrett Cole in between and telling me what to do, what not to do. And, you know, it just kind of messed with my flogger since he came back. And to be honest with you, me not having a beard since I've been a Yankee has really messed with me. You know, I just feel more masculine when I have my beard like I did with the White Sox and the Giants. So hopefully we could figure that out. I'll talk to Cashman since he's in Tampa. Get the beard back, mustached into work. But I've come in shape this year. I was on a roll. I had that Royal Circle on my calendar. I did good there.
Right,
ever
enough,
since that game,
I don't Carlos.
That's impressive.
So, again, that's not real. I make that very clear. Please don't run with that. All right. Carlos Rodon did not say that he has a stomach ache. He did not say that he wants his beard back, though he probably thinks it. He did not blame Garrett Cole for being distracted. I think that part's my favorite.
That is. Because it kind of lines up.
Garrett Cole keeps walking around. He's distracted.
At least I didn't cry this time, right?
I didn't cry this time. So that is what's scary about our world.
AI is ridiculous.
Because that could be presented as like really Carlos, and that is not really Carlos. Mm. But what I think Lugie did, and I understand because I kind of think the same way with him on this. He kind of misses the beard.
Mm.
Like, well, what's the problem?
He misses his sense of comfort.
Yeah. Let me ask you a question. Mm.
He's hiding behind the beard. When he's behind the beard, it's a facade. So he can be somebody else.
Oh, stop it.
Badass.
If you were on a football team, let's say the Giants let you go, mm-hmm. and you signed with the Oakland Raiders,
mm-hmm.
right?
Then
Oakland Raiders. That's right. And the Raiders say to you, and they give you a great contract, you're happy, you're like, I'm so happy to be here, Oakland, the black hole, this is amazing. And like, oh, by the way, we have a rule.
Mm-hmm.
You're not allowed to be bald. Not allowed. You have to grow your hair out.
Oh.
And you're like, well, I'm not really comfortable with that. I haven't done that since I was 18. And they say, too bad. Mark Davis is like, I'm sorry, do you see my hair?
Mm-hmm.
You have to have hair too.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, listen, I'm a Raider.
Yeah.
It's just hair, kind of like it's just facial hair. I'm going to grow it out. You don't think that would bother you?
I'd say... Is this contract guaranteed? I will George Jefferson the hell out of my head.
Me not having a beard has really messed with me.
I will look like a fool for guaranteed money.
That's funny. I do wonder if Carlos Rodon just went up to Hal Steinbrenner Tampa.
Yeah.
And just said, Hal, hey, how's it going? Hal's like, what's up? Mm. And he's like, look, I got to ask you a question. I've been struggling. And Hal's like, yeah, no kidding. And he says, I think it would help if you allowed me to grow my beard back. What would Hal say to him? Would Hal be just like, we don't do that around here?
I think he would just flat out say, no. One word answer, no.
No.
Hopefully we could figure that out. I'll talk to Cashman since he's in Tampa.
No.
No, not happening.
And what if he just did it?
Oh, he'd get fined, wouldn't he?
Okay, but who cares?
That's true.
You know what you need to do. Aaron Judge needs to grow a beard. They're not fining him.
No, they're not.
Juan Soto could grow a beard. They're not fining him, right? I get yelled at. You know who doesn't get yelled at? Tiki. So I'll do something wrong with Tiki because I'm not going to get yelled at.
It's a good point. More of your calls coming up, 888-808-1019.